My name is Nicholas Krogan, gallery director for TAG, the art gallery at the University of West Florida.
I am Amy Bowman McElhone. I am the director and chief curator of the Pensacola Museum of Art at the University of West Florida.
Okay, well, I'm really glad to be here with you guys today. We're here to talk about the Downtown Lecture Series. First of all, the title of this lecture is Museums as quote-unquote authentic public space. So I kind of wanted to unpack that a little bit. Do you want to talk first, Amy, about what is a museum?
Well, I guess if you were to ask people on the street what a museum was or is, you'd get a number of different definitions. And I would describe that a contemporary museum, the institutions that we are engaging with now, are multivalent. Historically, they've been places that house collections for research. And then the modern museum proliferated the exhibition format, which is the presentation of those objects in an exhibition space so that the public can engage with it. So I would ultimately say that museums are institutes of knowledge, similar to universities and libraries and archives. They're also community spaces, spaces that can be activated by bringing different audiences in and having them engage with not only the objects, with artists, their histories, their lives, really.
What do you think, Nick?
I agree. I think the museum has evolved to be a space that is not just a one-way transmission model of communication, but a place for a dialogue to take place.
In this lecture, we have the words authentic and public space. So both the Museum of Art and the Art Gallery here at UWF are part of UWF, which is a public institution. How does that change the mission, or does it change the mission of the museum? And what does it mean to use that word authentic?
It's certainly a loaded term. And as we will talk about on Thursday, the museums are a construct. And we're trying to use almost kind of a meta form of investigation, looking at our own frameworks and looking at the history, the aesthetics, the socio-political dynamics of that space, and maybe deconstructing what authentic means.
Absolutely. As Nick said, museums are actually constructed spaces, which is the opposite of authentic. Museum design, in terms of the way exhibitions are presented, I'm thinking specifically of the White Cube with the white walls. You think of a typical displaying modern and contemporary art. It's meant to be this neutral space, but underneath it, it is not neutral. There's a lot of ideologies that are intermixing there. The other component, too, is this notion of a museum as a temple, as this almost public sacred space, a civic space, that's intimidating, that you go in and you have to be quiet and you have these meditative moments with the objects. And that, again, is a construction. And that kind of assumption about the museum actually makes it an intimidating space. And I think moving forward, museums in the 21st century are actually very much interested in deconstructing that. And as Nick had mentioned, creating more of a participatory environment. And then in terms of public space, there's many definitions and there's a whole discourse on public space, but I think we're thinking about museums in terms of not just brick and mortar, but as a concept. And so being attached to a university in particular, education and pedagogy is always sort of at the center of the missions of public museums. Being attached to the university really puts that to the foreground. What does that mean? What is a museum as a public space? How does that function? And these are all questions that we're sort of feeling through. What presence do we have in terms of social space, in terms of dealing with issues of injustice? What voices do we allow or do we not allow? And that's the biggest thing. When you're curating, you're actually selecting. So you can engage in like curatorial or omission where you leave out narratives, but you highlight other narratives. And so that's really powerful. And trying to point at those frames when people come into the museum, I think for me with this lecture, is getting them to think about the framework of the museum and getting them to question it and to push on it.
Nick, your museum's here on campus. Talk to me a little bit about if that changes what Amy referred to as the framework of the museum.
Well, I think what we're really trying to get at is there's this root of elitism, and we're trying to push past that and try to make people aware that the museum as a public space is welcoming and it's really built for them. So we're trying to address what are our strengths and what are the community needs? How can we meet those needs?
And what are you coming up with?
Right now, what we're doing is we're creating not only exhibitions, but also public programming that hopefully engages them in a multi-sensory way, allows them to answer their own questions about what a museum means, hopefully leading them towards that understanding or having a meaningful experience.
Yeah, I think sometimes when people enter a museum, they think, especially an art museum, it can be an intimidating experience. And sometimes you feel like I'm supposed to like get it. And if I don't get it, I'm missing out somehow. I mean, what would you say to people who either feel like they don't get it or they're confused about what to get? So they're just avoiding the space in general because they assume they're not going to, quote unquote, get it.
The way I approach that, and I'm working on my PhD in art history, one person cannot know everything about art. And so the one thing that I've learned in my studies and in my experience working at museums and galleries is that you need to have curiosity. You're not going to know everything, but you need to start from that point of curiosity. And I think too many times museums, especially art museums, make the assumption that they're talking to limited audiences and not making the work accessible. And really, through public programming and looking at gallery spaces as inherently pedagogical spaces, you can bring in a dynamic that cultivates that curiosity so that people aren't intimidated and so that they'll start asking questions instead of closing off.
Nick, when you think about what you want people to leave this lecture thinking about or what you want them thinking about when they come into the art gallery at UWF, what are you thinking about?
I want them to leave with a smile. I want them to feel like they were part of the dialogue, that their curiosity is amplified. If we can start them off at that point, but then let them leave asking more questions and being comfortable maybe with a little bit of uncertainty. I think that's important.
I completely agree with that, Nick.
Do you guys have anything else you want to add about either your respective museums or this lecture on Thursday?
Well, I would just like to encourage everybody to come down to the PMA. We're doing a lot of exciting things. We're really trying to engage with the diverse audiences of Pensacola and of the region and trying to make connections between the campus and the community. In particular, from an educational standpoint, we have programs such as Open Studio on Saturdays. That's basically an ongoing drop-in session to creating, we're putting making back in the museum, to creating art that relates to the different exhibitions that are up. We're also working on developing low sensory days to making the museum more accessible. Our exhibitions that we have up right now, Katrina Andry, Depose and Dispose Of. Katrina is a New Orleans art printmaker, and her work engages with the experience, the lived experience and the history connected to people of color, and it's a really amazing show. And that's in relationship to Youth Art Focus, which highlights the work of Escambia County art students and educators. And so it's, again, trying to cultivate a community space, trying to cultivate a space that's engaging and, as Nick said, experiential, allowing people to engage with ideas and objects and art and histories through different sort of sensory engagements. And, again, trying to create this community space that's welcoming and just fun and a joyful experience.
Yeah, I look forward to talking about the museum as a public space that deals with poetry, politics, but also just playfulness. Currently at the Art Gallery, we have a show by Michael J. Dees and Gregory B. Saunders that investigates some of these issues. And if you visit the exhibition, you'll see paintings, drawings that are both aesthetically beautiful but also a little humorous. They reference art history, but you don't have to have a background to really appreciate those nods.
Well, thanks for coming in today, guys.
Thank you, Lindsay. This was fantastic.
Thank you.